is every time I could find that God revealed that he was with an individual or with a group of people, it was always connected to their impossible assignment. He revealed his presence because he told them to do something they could not do. Verse 9, have I not commanded you, be strong? I don't know, I'm picking up this idea that maybe we should be strong. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. That last phrase is critical. Years ago, I did a study where I tried to find every place where the Lord said he would be with somebody. So we see it with Moses. The Lord says, I'm going to be with you. We see it with Gideon. He's facing this crazy, insurmountable task of this army. He's got 300 soldiers. The Lord says, I will be with you. We see it all through the scriptures. We see it with the prophets. We see it with different ones who are put in these positions. The Lord says, I will be with you. We see it in the Great Commission. Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Go into all the world. It ends with, and I will be with you always. The point is, every time I could find that God revealed that he was with an individual or with a group of people, it was always connected to their impossible assignment. He revealed his presence because he told them to do something they could not do. Let's rephrase that. We sing the song, I love your presence, and we do. We love the presence of the Lord, but the manifestation of the presence of God is the guarantee you've been assigned to the impossible. He could comfort us in many ways, but it's more than just his presence to comfort me. It is to equip and enable me to confront things that Jesus would confront if he were in these shoes. He says, be strong and courageous. Do you understand that he would never command me to be strong if it wasn't within reach? In other words, if I could not will my way into it, then it would be a cruel command. He didn't say, feel courageous. He didn't say, hover till you feel strong. He said, just be it. Be strong. Now, if God is commanding me to do something that is the product of 10 years of obedience, then it's a cruel command because I'm in trouble right now. I got a problem right now. And he comes to us with a command. Be strong and don't fear. Be courageous. Do not be dismayed. Why? Because I'm with you. For me, the implication is, if I am overwhelmed by the size of my problem, I have lost sight of the presence of God and his promise that prevails over my life. It's what helped the 10 spies to not lie, but emphasize the size of the giants, the size of the problem. It wasn't a lie. They just described that problem without the prevailing word of God over their life, without the abiding manifested presence that was visibly seen among them every day of their life in the wilderness. Visible manifestation of the glory of God, the pillar of fire by night, the cloud by day. It was there day after day after day after day, but they didn't remember that when they got into the promised land and they saw giants. They saw big people instead of a big God. I've told you in recent weeks that most of us, our miracle, our breakthrough begins the moment we stop being impressed by the size of our problem. Many people define themselves by the size of the problem. Oh, it's been rough. And I don't mean we shouldn't share and pray with each other. I get that. So I know this could be misapplied, but it's worth the risk. If I get some of you to apply it, it'll be good. Your giant is your next meal. Give us this day our daily bread. God, create the table in such a way that I am so overwhelmed by who's at the table and what you put there for me to eat that I never again become impressed with the enemy who is watching. One of my most favorite verses of all is in Acts 10:38. And I, just about any time, I'm thankful for digital clocks because they say 10:38. And whenever they do, even I've been up here talking before and I've seen 10:38 and I just pause in my heart and acknowledge the reality of Acts 10:38, one of the most important scriptures for my life. It's where he says, God was with Jesus. And he anointed him to heal every disease, to destroy all the powers of hell that he ran into because God was with him. It says, Jesus went about doing good, healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Listen to this phrase, for God was with him. The very fact that the presence of God is manifested with him emphasizes that role he had as man with the presence of God with him. Why? Because he's looking for a generation that will say an equal yes and look at the giant and say, you are my dinner. You are my dinner. Well, I don't want to make the devil mad. He's already mad. You are my dinner.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you watched this video. I do pray that it's a great, great strength and encouragement to you. And I've got a verse that really is my cry for all of us. And it's Psalms 20. It's verse 4. May he grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. That's my prayer. That's my prayer, is that this would be the season of rich, rich fulfillment. Thanks for joining us.